Labor. The government is working on strategies to institutionalize the objective matrix method, OMAX, of productivity measurement as it seeks to increase productivity and reduce wastage of public funds. Stakeholders in the public service are of the view that to reduce the public wage bill, there needs to be a dynamic labor force which is competent, technology-oriented and working in a conducive environment. Labor and Social Protection Cabinet Secretary, CS, Florence Ball, speaking in Nairobi on Tuesday during the Third Wage Bill Conference, said that the conference co-objective is to identify strategies to facilitate the national and county governments to achieve a wage bill revenue ratio of 35%. She acknowledged that the conference is a culmination of resolutions of the 10th Ordinary Session meeting that took place in December 2023, adding that it is a collective measure which gives the government and private sector a task to bring innovative and practical solutions towards a sustainable public service wage bill in order to make resources available for development. The CS said that the government is under pressure to improve the public service performance by containing expenditure and factors such as public service wage bill, operational and pension costs. We must prioritize needs and make tough decisions. We cannot continue to burden our taxpayers and future generations with unsustainable wage bill. We must prioritize and ensure that our public service wage bill is within our means by being responsible and accountable in our budgeting and expenditure, said Bor. She said that it is important to address issues such as low productivity, duplication of duties, wastage of public resources, leveraging on technology, innovation on payroll management and quality and citizen-centered service delivery. The CS urged public offices to be accountable to the people they serve and serve them with the utmost responsibility, integrity, loyalty, efficiency and justice. She highlighted that the public wage bill is not just about reducing wages, but also creating a conducive environment for job creation which will increase revenue and lead to economic growth. Bor advised that salaries and allowances should be distributed fairly, adding that performance-based pay and incentives should be used to increase productivity and efficiency in public agencies. She said that her ministry, through the National Productivity and Competitive Center, has developed a productivity measurement framework with the public service, while SRC and the State Department of Cabinet Affairs has provided technical support to 507 institutions and trained over 8,189 officers. The CS called upon the public service institutions to take advantage of the program and build their internal capacity, while urging public service employees to embrace the culture of productivity and efficient service delivery in order to guarantee citizens' satisfaction.